long hair and hippies to come out and play bluegrass music. And if you didn't play it, he made it okay for you to come out here and enjoy it and love it like all of us do. A couple of years later, a group of guys got together and just took it to a whole nother level. They were known as Old and In the Way, and unfortunately, due to circumstances, we can't bring you that tonight, but what we're bringing you is what Mr. Grisman likes to call Old and In the Gray. Please welcome him to Gray Fox Bluegrass, Old and In the Gray.
Thank you. Thank you. Well now, I think we're just about here. How many of y'all are here? Just checking. Do you know who this fiddle player is right here? This is the man who wrote the Lonesome Fiddle Blues. This is Vassar Clemens. Thank you. I'd like to dedicate this song to Pete and Kitsy Kuykendall of Bluegrass Unlimited. They were the folks that kind of kept bluegrass music in the public eye in the dark ages. Now that we're in the new millennium and the age of enlightenment and everyone knows about bluegrass forever, bluegrass is truly unlimited. And Pete Kuykendall played on a lot of records under the name Pete Roberts and was down around in Washington, D.C. back in the days of Scotty Stoneman, Don Stover, Charlie Waller, Buzz Busby, John Duffy, Bill Emerson, and the really crucial bands that started out around there in the late 50s. And this is a song written by and recorded by Buzz Busby, and we like to do our version of it,
yeah,
called Lost. Got a buzz, Busby. who's the guy picking the mandolin up here tonight? No? He was once introduced on stage as David Dow Grisman. And he was introduced by somebody named Spud Boy. David Grisman.
So much. I'd like to introduce our bass player. He looks a lot like Del McCurry's bass player. Mr. Mike Bubb, he's the pumpinest bass player up here. And on the five-string banjo from Burbank, California. Beverly Hills? No, I know it ain't Beverly Hills. Here, clue us in.
Berkeley.
Oh, well, I'm talking now, man. I'm original. Berkeley, California. All right, originally from... Herb Peterson from Berkeley, California. And on the guitar, Mr. Panama Red himself, Pete Rowan. Peter Rowan.
Thank you, David Grisman. Yeah. Here's a song written by John Hartford. I hope you like this brand new one for us here. Thank you. We will take some requests now.
One at a time, please.
I broke a wire here, and I want to just tell you a little bit about some bluegrass history. This is a chance that we really get to play some bluegrass up here. This is a bluegrass festival of long time standing. It's been known in the past as Winterhawk and as the Berkshire Mountain Bluegrass Festival. Now it's known as the Gray Fox, and the great tradition is keeping going, and it's a wonderful thing to every year to come up into the New England area and get a chance to pick. And for about 3 or 4 years, I came up here with a guitar player and a dear, dear friend of mine named Charles Sawtell. And I know most of you remember Charles as the great guitar player and instrumentalist playing for Hot Rise. And just want to tell you a little bit about... Now if this guitar could talk, I know it would tell stories of life on the road. Honky-tonk bars and Cadillac cars, yeah, rising up the bow. Now this guitar belonged to Charlie Sawtell, one of the boys in Hot Rise. He left it to me with Heather Roundtree and Gene to my wondrous surprise. Hey Charlie, it's hard to let go. Tune up the fiddle. These old strings are gonna ring, ring, ring. Yeah, we're keeping the show on the road. Now this old D18 made by C.F. Martin way back in 1935 out of Spruce top, well, they got it just right. Mahogany back and sides. And there's songs in the wood, and there's tunes in the grain of trees 1,000 years old. Ebony fingerboard, mother of pearl, friendship more precious than gold. Hey Charlie, it's hard to let go. Tune up the fiddle, on with the show. These old strings are gonna ring, ring, ring. Yeah, we're keeping that show on the road. Tim's cowboy boots. They were once in cahoots with a black cowboy hat and black shades. Behind that disguise, so wicked and wise, was that trailblazing dude we call Slade. Charlie, hey, gonna go now. Tune up the fiddle, let's get on with the show. These rusty old strings, they're gonna ring and keep ringing and ringing. Yeah, we're keeping the show on the road. Hey, Charlie, I just had to let you go.
Peter Rowan.
Thank you. I don't have much time. Faith has been broken. Tears must be cried. Let's do some living after we die.
When I was a bluegrass boy working with Bill Monroe, the father of bluegrass music, we used to play the old Ryman Auditorium. It was the Grand Ole Opry. We'd play every Saturday night, and then we'd climb aboard that bus we called the Bluegrass Breakdown and head up north to Bean Blossom, Indiana, home of the Brown County Jamboree. We'd ride all night, and I remember the morning after my shift at the wheel, and I was feeling mighty tired, and the old Bluegrass Breakdown lived up to its name, and we were stranded on the highway in northern Kentucky, watching the sunrise over the mountains. And when you stand next to the father of bluegrass music at sunrise, you can hear what he calls the ancient tones. And Bill walked up to me and said, "Pete Rones, you listen good to this and don't you ever forget it." And I put some words to it. It's called The Walls of Time. Thank you.
Where I kneel to pray.
Folks, we've enjoyed it so much being with you tonight. And Vassar Clemons. Mike Bubb. Herb Peterson right here. Herb Peterson. And David Grisman. Panama Red, Rowan.
Give me the honky tonk blues.
Yeah, Olden in the Way is going to be featured in a new film coming out October 1st. It's made by my daughter Jillian, and I'm real proud of it. It's called Grateful Dog. And Pete Rowan is in it, and Vassar Clemens. We're all in.
Yeah.
Well, looks like that's going to be it for tonight, folks. I don't think they can hear anything back there. Thank you all for helping us celebrate 25 years of bluegrass here on the Hill. It don't get any better than this. Thank you, Peter Rowan, David Grisman, Vassar Clements, Herb Peterson, Mike Bubb. Thank you to Mary Dowd and Ron Thomason for Gray Fox 2001. Good night. Drive home safely.